We also have a poverty education program, which is really pretty critical to the, you know, idea that we might be able to reduce the impact of poverty, because we really have to understand what poverty is.
Right. You do simulations on that, I believe I heard.
Right. We do simulations, and it's a fabulous way to learn and get insight into what somebody struggling with poverty on a daily basis might actually be experiencing. And it really is a good program if you are open to changing your mind.
So it brings it up close and personal.
It really does. And I think, unfortunately, we still have a lot of stereotypes and a lot of myths about poverty and who people in poverty are.
Sure.
And so I think it definitely helps dispel some of those helps people feel a little bit more inspired to act, to do something to help folks who are experiencing poverty.
Maybe it sounds like a silly question, but what is considered poverty these days?
You know, there are a lot of different metrics and measures for what we consider poverty. You know, one of the measures is a family of four making less than $22,000 a year is considered a family in poverty. But then there's, you know, what is extreme poverty, and that would be that same family living on $10,000 a year. There's, you know, different rates of, you know, you can be at 150% of the poverty level. What we know is that that those numbers, that rate hasn't changed to reflect the increase of, you know, the cost of living over the past many years. So that folks who are working with people in poverty know that, you know, you can actually be making a lot more money. Even as a family of four earning $40,000 a year, you're probably still really tight.
Right.
So, you know, there's definitely different measures, but you know, the cost of living has just increased so much, and we have so much unemployment, and we have underemployment, and, you know, so many different things that are really causing families and individuals to struggle. We also know that the people who are most affected by poverty are what we call the most vulnerable populations. And so that's children and the elderly, people who are disabled, people who are struggling with an illness, and definitely people who are unemployed.
And what is the poverty rate here in Grand Rapids and Kent County?
You know, there's a lot of information that comes out in different ways. One of the things that we know is that in terms of living in a food insecure household, we have about 13.4% of people living in food insecure households. And that's another one of those funny terms. What does that really mean? What we think that really means is people who at some point during the month don't know where their next meal is coming from. So that's one measure. It says in Kent County there are 87,000 people who are living below the poverty line. That would be below that, you know, $22,000 for a family of four would be that poverty line. And that's from 2001. You know, that's a good number of people in this community, 87,000 people in Kent County. You know,
it's too many.
It is. That's, you know, the kids count data that just came out recently says it's one in five kids who are struggling with poverty. And, you know, the number of kids who are actually homeless in Kent County has gone up. And whether that means they are, you know, not in a home at all, or whether there are families who are doubling up, that's definitely on the rise. And so we know that with kids, it's especially disheartening because, you know, kids are developing, and the things that they need in order to develop, you know, whether it's, you know, a healthy, good food that they can count on to fill their bellies so that they can learn and play, or it's a stable home environment, you know, those things, if they're not there, it just doesn't bode well for our community. And, you know, that's one of the things that I so love about The hunger walk and the opportunity that is for us is that we can get together and we can raise some money and we can walk together and we can, as a community, get together and say, we want something better here in Kent County, here in Grand Rapids. We want a community where our children are fed and people have enough, you know.
This is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square. We've been joined by Jennifer Gray. Jennifer is the Community Outreach Coordinator of Access West Michigan. Access West Michigan is doing a Hunger Walk kickoff celebration Tuesday, March 20th for their 35th annual Hunger Walk, which will be in May 5th. And Jennifer, folks who want to come out to the celebration, where again can they?
The kickoff celebration is at 2850 Kalamazoo, corner of Kalamazoo and 28th Street. It's at 7 o'clock on March 20, and it will go for about an hour and a half. And we're going to have lots of people out there. We're going to have some good snacks. We'll even have cupcakes, Paul, so you might want to come.
you had me at cupcakes. And is there a website folks can visit who want to get more information as well?
Yes, the website is accessofwestmichigan.org.
Thanks so much for joining us, Jennifer.
You're welcome, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.